Hey everyone, how's it going? It's the end of the month, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Naughty Get to Know Night, that monthly show where you ask me naughty questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so I'm just going to jump right into it. The first question is from Anonymous. They ask, do your friends know about your sexual kinks? I think most of my male friends don't, so that'd be my answer. Yeah, I don't know. Certain people do, but not really. It's not something like I broadcast or anything, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, no. Most of my friends don't know. So, and I plan to keep it that way, too. I don't plan on changing that. In the same vein, Anonymous asks, have you ever caught your friends, or have your friends ever caught you having sex? No, have I ever? I think I may have walked in on my friend once a long time ago, like in college, but like now, no. But yeah, back in college, I definitely walked in on one of my friends having sex with his girlfriend. But we were really, it was a very like chill house, so it wasn't a huge deal. It was all like, I was like, oh, my bad, continue. So yeah, I have. So luckily no one's ever walked in on me. Oh, in the same vein, Anonymous also asks, have you ever been caught having sex in public or sex in general? Yeah, I've been caught in public. I was young, I think I was in high school, and I was having sex in a parking garage. In a car in a parking garage. It was like 1 a.m. And security, the mall security came, and I have never gotten dressed so quickly. Before they could even get out of their car, I was like fully dressed and like driving out of there, so it could have been way worse, but yeah, and that's the last time I did that, basically. So thank you for your question, I really appreciate it. Let's see. Ooh, a three-parter. Okay, so Anonymous asks, do you assume the daddy-dom role easily, or do you feel like you have to put it on for us? Like, are you comfortable with that? Yeah, I think I've always loved the, like, that role. Like, this caregiving, protective role in a relationship. I don't know. It's been something that's always kind of gravitated for me. It's always kind of, like, made a lot of sense. It's not a lot of work to, like, get into that space for me. I feel like I can embody it really easily. Like, I don't know. I try to, like, in a relationship, I'm really protective. I'm really, like, I'm a caregiver. So, like, I don't know. Yeah, the role just, I kind of slip into it pretty easily. The second part of the question is, do you prefer sir, master, or daddy? I think I prefer between the two. Sir and daddy are the ones I like the most. I'm not a big fan of master. But yeah, sir and daddy I definitely like. Those are the ones that gravitate to me the most. So yeah. Thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, would you ever consider doing a med play audio? I've gotten this question quite a bit. And I have a couple med play suggestions in the idea submission form. Yeah, it's been something I've considered. I haven't done it for a lot of reasons, but something that I've considered, and the more people request it, the more I'll consider it. But yeah, it's definitely on the consideration table, but is there something in the works now? No, but could there be? Possibly, but yeah, right now there's nothing in the works. Maybe in the future, though, but right now, yeah, I don't have any MedPlay audios lined up, at least that I'm aware of, so that might change, though, so. Thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hi, Knight. Are you ever going to do a dick reveal? Well, considering it's going to take 2,000 Patreons for me to do a hand reveal, I don't know what the number would have to be for a dick reveal. 20,000? I don't know. Never say never, but yeah, it's highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. Thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. This is funny. Thoughts on pegging. Would you do it? A lot of men, also this is by Anonymous, by the way. A lot of men feel it's emasculating. My partner says I have a rule that if he can do butt stuff to me, I can do butt stuff to him. He says it's some of the best orgasms he's ever had. Would you let your partner try it on you? I like your rule. I agree with it. If he could do it to you, then you should be able to do it to him. I think that's completely fair. If I was in a relationship with that kind of rule, yeah, I would allow my partner. Like, if that was the agreement, if it was like, yes, I get to do butt stuff to you, and then you get to do butt stuff to me, then yeah, I think I'd be okay with it. Have I done it? No, I've never been pegged. It is terrifying to think of. I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest. I can see the emasculation argument being, I can see it. But I don't know if I personally feel that way, but I definitely feel... For me, it's just the idea of something going inside me sounds just terrifying. I've never had anything go inside me, so that just sounds scary. if we're being honest. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a good rule. I'm all for that rule. I think more people should follow that rule. But me personally, I've not been pegged. I've had a lot of people offer to peg me, but I've never taken them up on that. So, yeah, if that changes in the future, I'll let you guys know. But yeah, for now, I'm still unpegged. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Hey, Kay, would you be up to doing a I hate saying this word because I always mispronounce it. Somnophilia audio. I think I said that right. From both ends. Waking up the listener and the listener waking you up. Yeah, I'd be super down for it. I think I've done one where the listener wakes me up. I'm almost certain I have. I feel like I have a couple audios. I don't know if they're labeled as such, but I'm pretty sure there's a couple that exist. I'm fairly certain. If not, I might make a much more like dedicated one. But yeah, I definitely have ones where she wakes me up either with like a blowjob or riding me. I think one of those two things exist. I'm not certain though, but yeah, I think I can definitely do more of that content in the future. I don't mind doing it. In my personal life, I think it's a lot of fun. Like it's a fun dynamic thing to do. As long as you have like rules for consent and all that stuff set up, I think it's wonderful fun. But yeah, I'll definitely make another audio for it. I really appreciate the question. Thank you for asking it. Let's see. Have you ever dated a dominant or a switch woman? I've dated switch women. Never pure dominance, though. But I've dated many women who are switches. As a switch, you tend to get gravitated to other switches. So, but yeah. I've dated quite a few women who've been switches. But yeah, never a woman who was purely dominant. So, I don't know how that would be. It'd be interesting. I'd be curious how that dynamic would play. And if she could pull out my, like, submissive side. More often than not, but yeah, I appreciate the question. Thank you for asking it. Anonymous asks, honestly, rate your sexual performance from the first time to now. Oh, okay. I think I would comfortably give myself like a 3 or a I think I'd give myself a 3. I was gonna say a 4 for my first time, but I think that's too generous. I think it's far too generous. I'd say I'd give myself a 3 for the first time. And I think the reason I'd give myself a 3 is I was so in my own head. I was very, like, self-conscious of my body. I was self-conscious about everything. I was, like, I was, like, not present at all. Because I was just so worried about, like, oh, my God, is this okay? Is that okay? It was a mess. But now I think I'm batting, like, 9s or 10s. Like, I think I've... I feel like that's so, it feels so like, I don't know, I hate giving myself such a high score. I hate that. I don't, like, if you know me, you know I hate complimenting myself. So me being like, I think it's a 9 feels like crazy for me to self-evaluate that way. But I think that's what the score is. I think my performance now is like a 9. Yeah, 9 on most days, 10's when I'm like really in it. But yeah, I think I'm batting really well now. But yeah, thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. A follow-up to that is, how was your first time and how was your first great time? Like I said, my first time was really awkward. I think it was awkward for me. It was both of our first times, so like neither of us knew what we were doing. So I was in high school, so I was really in my own head. I was not very confident in my own skin or like who I was or anything. So I was, I don't know. I think all that really definitely played into my ability to like get in the moment, which I think it's the most important thing about like what separates like normal sex from great sex is the ability to be present. And I think being present is so important. Like being there and not being anywhere else is like that is, it's so critical. So yeah, I think the first time I was just really in my own head, and then the first great time was probably in college. I was in college. Yeah, I was just more confident, and I don't know. It was just. It wasn't a relationship, so it wasn't serious. So it felt like very like casual and like fun and like, I don't know. It didn't feel like there was any kind of weight on it, which really helped. So it just made me feel like, oh, this is just for fun. And I let my hair down, and it was wonderful. It was great. It was wonderful. It was like one of the, that was the first great time. So yeah. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Jazzy asks, what's your favorite sex position? It's so hard. I love like legs up missionary. If I can like take her legs and pull them up, because I get to like look at her face. I can see all her body. I don't know. I think that's a great. I love that. Like being on top of her like that. Her riding me is also great. Like reverse or forward doesn't matter. Both those are really nice. Like sideways spooning sex in bed is always really great too, because you can like, is there like I don't know. I really love legs up missionary. I think that's like, that hits different for me. I think that's where I'm gonna go. Legs up or knees up missionary is so good. Yeah, that's my answer. That's my probably my all-time favorite. Thank you for the question, Jazzy. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Jade asks, hey Kay, I hope you're doing well. Okay, before I ask my question, I have to say I have in the nicest, most complimentary way and not weird in any way possible. Listening to your non-safe for work audios make my ovaries swell. If swell is the word I could use, it's very hard to describe, but regardless, it's magic. Anyway, thank you. My question is, what is your favorite way to be seduced? Ideal turn-on kind of thing. Thank you for answering my question. Favorite way to be seduced. I think, yeah, nothing is better than getting a surprise like visit from your partner in lingerie. Like her just showing up in lingerie is always really nice. That's like, or her showing up naked, you know, like you're doing something in one part of the house and then you turn and she's like in the doorway and she's naked. Like that is, like there's, like you don't have to say a single word. Like I know what you want and I know what you want from me and like, yes. So like that is always like that is the most low effort way to ever get to engage in sex is just be like, I'll show up naked somewhere and be like, oh, okay, yeah, no, okay. but besides that, like, you know, soft touching, neck kisses, biting my ear, like that kind of shit always does it for me. Those are the easiest ways to like indicate to me that you want something. So yeah, I really appreciate the question, Jade. Thank you for asking. And with that brings us to the end of Naughty Gets It at Night. If you have a question, there should be a link down the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever naughty question you have. Anyway, I hope you have a great, 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 great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.